Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf Kuf Yud Beis, and we're holding five lines from the bottom of the Umid, where the Gemara is quoting from our Mishnah. Let's just go back to the Mishnah for a moment. The Mishnah is here about halfway down the Umud, here on the Umid Beis of Kuf Yud Aleph. We're staying in the Mishnah. Going to the third line. Hayevoma she'amra b'toich shloishim yoim loin nevalti. Even though my Yavam invited me into his home for the purposes of establishing a home of Yibum, she says, however, for the first 30 days, Lenabalti, we never got to the point of Biyah. If that's the case, then we force him to go and give her a Chalitza. Obviously, haven't had a Biyah until now, so it's Biyah or Chalitza. So we say, give a chalitza to free this lady, so she should be able to go and marry. Why doesn't it go and say, koifen oisai, oi shiyabim, oi shiyachloitz? The Gemara is going to ask that question of Mitzvah on the Amud Aleph. But in the meantime, she says to the Bezin, listen, I can't stay in limbo forever. He hasn't done Yibam in the meantime. Koifen oisai shiyachloitz. Le'achash lo yishim yoyim, if 30 days have passed, and now she says, loy nevalti, he never lived with me. There's no longer koifet, we force him, but we ask him to go and be choylitzla. What's the difference between within the 30 days and after the 30 days? As we'll see in the Gemara is going to tell us that the Mishnah l'choyre goes according to Reb Meir, that Reb Meir says that ad tlosin yoimin moikim inish anafshei. Until 30 days, a person can hold himself back, he can show restraint, and not live with his new wife. But after 30 days, that's already, Gemara considers that to be a virtual impossibility. So that being the case, since within the first 30 days, this is a possibility, and this young lady says, I need to be free from being essentially an aguna. He's not being miyabim, and there's no chalitza. Do something. So, koifenois shiachlis. After 30 days, we assume that in fact there was a bia, because a person normally can only hold himself back 30 days. After that, he presumably has done a yibam. But since she says no, Rashi says on the Amud Aleph, Shavya anafshe chaticha di isra, she's saying, listen, I know the situation. You don't know rabbis. I was there. He was there, but nothing happened. So therefore, we don't koifin, but mevakshin in menashiachlitz. Ubiz manchu moide. What happens if he says she's right? We have not been intimate since we've done yibum, since she's moved into my house. Then even 12 months later, and the Gemara will expand and expound upon this. So let's jump to the Gemara on the bottom of the Omid. Yivam she'om b'teich loishim yoyim. Zok the Gemara man tana. Who's the tana that holds the ad tlosin yoyimin moikim inish anafshei? That until 30 days a person can show restraint and not live with his new wife. Amar Yochanan Rameiri, the sign you learned in the Brayis, of tainus psulim kol shloishim yoyim divra meir. If a husband comes to Bezdin and says, I married my wife recently. Unfortunately, I discovered that she is not a besula, but rather a be'ula, and therefore she fooled me, if you will. And as a result, I originally wrote out a ksuba for 200, but since she's not a psula, she's not entitled to a ksuba of 200, and therefore he's coming to Bezdin to complain. Within 30 days, a person can go and complain and say, there were no psula. Dibramei. Why only within 30 days? Because within 30 days we believe that he just lived with her the previous day or 2 days ago or what have you. Mashenkin, after 30 days, why is he waking up now? So that's how the Gemara infers or derives that Remeir holds Atlas and Yoimin Moikim Inish and Afshein. He says, I didn't know about it because it's true, 3 weeks have passed since we got married, but we are not intimate until now, and therefore I didn't know that she was a Ba'ula. But now I discovered she is a Ba'ula. So until 30 days, the Bezdin will listen to that Taina, Divirame. The Bioisi Oimer, Nistra li Alter, Loi Nistra af li Acher Kamishonim. The Bioisi says there's no 30-day rule. If it's Nistara, meaning that they were behind closed doors, so to speak, there was a Stira, then the altar. They were secluded. So we don't know what happened specifically, but then we assume the altar, that if they're behind closed doors, then probably something happened. They probably lived with one another. And therefore, if he wants to come to the Bezdin, he better come immediately. Immediately doesn't mean that night, but it means the next morning or the day after, whenever the Bezdin is open, to go and
complain
and bring his complaint that his wife, unfortunately, is a Be'ula and not a Psula.
Can you explain how Rav Meir and Rav Yossi differ again?
They differ because the mayor says that there's a 30-day rule. Within 30 days, a person, after 30 days after a person gets married, he can come into Bezin and go and say, I have a complaint, my wife was not a psula, she was a bu'ula.
And the rationale of the 30 days is?
That a person can show restraint for 30 days of not living with his wife.
What if he has multiple wives?
Is that better or worse?
Depends who you have. I'm saying the restraint can be put toward the lack of restraint. I mean, he has multiple wives, so the lack of restraint.
And maybe that's the reason why the Gemara gives him 30 days. The mayor says that if a person has a new wife, the assumption is that within 30 days they're going to live together.
Got it.
Okay. But if they did give him, she should have been married beforehand, and she couldn't have been a basula.
You're absolutely right. But the Gemara is not talking about over here. Well, let's take one thing. One second, we'll get back to you. Number one, the din of Yibam applies even to an Arusa, not only to a Nesua. So therefore, if she was just an Arusa, nothing happened. Number two, the Gemara is not saying that our specific case was a Tainis Psulim. The Gemara is just trying to find out who is the Tana of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah gives a 30-day rule, that within 30 days, a Yevame is believed to say, Loi Nevalti, I was not intimate with my husband. After 30 days, we don't believe her. Therefore, within the 30 days, we force him to give a chalitza. After 30 days, Mavakshin Mimenu, we ask him nicely, pretty please, she asked for a chalitza, give her a chalitza. So therefore, there's a 30-day rule. Where did we find this 30-day rule? So you could try to find a 30-day rule from Hilchas Schiras Batim, if you're going and renting out a house, when do you have to go and put up your mezuzah? But then you'd say to yourself, what is putting up a mezuzah within 30 days having to do with going in the Yabam Yavama? And the answer is, nothing. Where do we find the parallel of 30 days? By Tainis Psula. Not by the case of the Yavam Yavama of our Mishnah, but a husband and wife. Yankel Smith just got married to Miral Jones, and now he married her under the premise, based on the premise that she was a psula. He gave a fantastic ksuba of 200, and now the first time he lives with her, ay, 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 she's not a psula, she's a ba'ula. I got gypped! And therefore he's coming into Bezin to go and get a reduction in the ksuba. How long does he have this period of time where he can come into Bezin and say, I was gypped? Says it may up to 30 days. Why up to 30? Oh, because within 30 days, maybe he didn't live with her on the first night or the first week or 2 weeks. Maybe it took until 3 or 4 weeks until they finally lived together. Why can't he come in after 30 days? Because we don't believe that a person only lived with his wife for the first time after 30 days, because a person can hold himself back for 30, but not more. So do you see the parallel between the two cases? And that's why our Mishnah assumes, our Gemara assumes, that the Mishnah goes according to Rebbe. Yes, sir.
On what grounds we have to believe them? Having the closed doors, sometimes there is bleeding, sometimes there is no bleeding.
The Gemara doesn't go now into the Hilchos evidence. Maybe he has to bring an aid, maybe he has to go and try to find from somewhere else that she was consorting with other men. Our Gemara is just going into the fact that if a person wants to... It's what they call in English a prima facie case. When you're coming into the Bezin, you have to have legs to stand on. If he just got married within 30 days, okay, we will listen to him. If it's after 30 days, mister, come on. If there was a problem with your wife, why didn't you come in 3 weeks ago? I just lived with her the first time yesterday. Come on, after 30 days, the first time you're living with her.
You don't believe.
It sounds rather strange.
Doesn't stand.
Oh, very good. So therefore, you're doing a great job. Yes, sir.
If I remember correctly, if you have a female prisoner,
once again,
if you in the case where there's a female captain.
Female captain, yes.
Don't you have to, and you take her, don't you have to wait for 30 days before you can have relations with her?
Because you're afraid that maybe... You're talking about...
He takes her.
I'm thinking, someone has to restrain themselves above and beyond
I see you're saying by Yifas Toya. If you go into a war and then you go and capture a young lady.
I think it's 30 days also.
It says in the pasuk, Yerach Yom. Absolutely correct. At 30 days.
You have to restrain yourself above and beyond before you're worried.
Beautiful. Very nice parallel as well. Shkoyach. Very good. Thank you. See, it paid for you to come today to go and enlighten us with that. Anyway, so this is Rav Meir. Rav Yosef says there is no ironclad rule of 5 days, 30 days, 50 days, but rather, Nistra, if they went behind closed doors, they were secluded, nobody else in the house, so to speak, maybe they were the only ones, then the outer, then he better come in immediately into Bezin, within a rational, he doesn't have to 12 o'clock at night start going and banging down the doors, because presumably nobody's there anyway at night. But it means the next morning, or the day after, whenever the Bezin is open, he better come in quickly. Loi Nistra, if they were never secluded, if they lived in the same household, but there were 20 other people also living in the same household, and they were never together behind closed doors, then theoretically, even a year later, or 2 years later, he'll say, this is the first time we live together. A little bit difficult to understand. What Rabbi Yossi just means to say is there's no 30-day ironclad rule. Since our Mishnah does give the 30-day rule, that we believe her within 30 days, Eloi Nevalti, we don't believe it after 30 days. Sounds like that's going according to Rav Meir. And that's what Rabbi Yochanan said. Rabbi Omar, it doesn't have to be. Afilatim Rabbi Yossi. It could go according to Rabbi Yossi as well. Aye, Rabbi Yossi said it could be even Acher Kama Shonim. Ad kan they come in Rabbi Yossi, Hosim Ela Ba'arusosoi, the Gispa, Aval Eishis Achiv, Nivzis. Bozes mino. What does all of that mean? What the Gemara means to say is, if a husband and wife, remember, in the good old days they had first Erusin and then only subsequently Nisuin. During the period of the Erusin, he tried to endear himself as much to his Arusa as possible, and she tried to endear herself to him, and therefore frequently they would send shlachmunas to each other, even though it wasn't Purim. He would go and take care packages. And if he was a Kohen, we got to be nervous about all of her brothers and sisters that they shouldn't eat Truma, and therefore they said that Arusa cannot eat Truma, and so on and so forth. So after the full year, there's been a lot of anticipation and anxiety and excitement, and from time to time they've had to send emails to each other and speak on the phone, and when are we going to do this, and how many people, and who's the musician, and where are we going to put how many flowers are we going to purchase, and how many people are going to invite to the chasana. You can imagine there was a lot of excitement over the year before they got to Nisuin. So when that day happens, there Reb Meir says you can be assured that this is going to happen pretty quickly, within not later than 30 days. Rabbi Yossi says, if they're in seclusion, it's going to happen the altar. They're not going to wait. However, in our Mishnah, we're talking about the Yavam Yavama. The Yavam Yavama really were not intended to go and marry each other. But the Baruch Hu created as a result of Nebuch that the husband passed away. So there may have been a little bit of friction over time. And even if there wasn't, you know, it's not as if he courted her and he dated her 12 times and they went to the fanciest restaurants and then he proposed to her at the top of the Empire State Building and stuff of that nature. The two are being placed together because that's what the Torah tells us. So therefore, Mivzis Bosmine says, Rashi, Boi Shemena. He's a little bit unsure, he's a little bit nervous, you know. And therefore, it might take longer. So it could be that Rabbi Yossi would agree to the 30-day rule of Rav Meir, not secluded Nistra Lialter. Even if it was Nistra, they may not have lived together because they were a little bit uncomfortable. It might have taken 30 days. So therefore says, Rabba, our Mishnah could theoretically go even according to Rabbi Yossi. Zokti Mark. So what did it say in the Mishnah? She comes in to Bezin within 30 days and she says, Lo Nevalti, we believe her, and Koifen Oysa Shiach Litzla. We force him to give her a chalitza. Freiti Mara, wouldn't it make more sense to go and force him to do a Yibam? After all, he took her into his house. She has changed now her license plate. I'm sorry?
A Bia or a Yibam?
A Yibam and Bia are synonymous for these purposes.
Sorry.
No problem, everything is fine. We love you just as much. Anyway, so the Mishnah tells us, Gemara said in the Mishnah that if she comes in with 30 days and says, he took me into his house, but there was no Bia, Loi Nivalti, Koifen Oysa Shiachlitzla. Freiti Mara, why Koifen Shiachlitzla? Nichfer Liyabim. Or at least one of the two. Vusep is Dafka Chalitza. I mean, after all, if he took her into his house, he took her into his house. Wouldn't it make sense that the purpose of that is Yibam? So let us say, no yavam, no, it's a shown sight, the time is arrived. Omarav, it's talking about Bishigita Yoitzi Mitachas Yoda. She is coming into Bezin, she has a get in her hand. So what does that mean? So a get has two purposes. Under normal circumstances, a get goes and severs a marriage, as we know. However, a get in the case of a Yevoma situation is, if they have lived together and have consummated the Yibam, then to go and sever the relationship from this point on, Chalitza no longer helps. You have to go and give a get. Ishto l'chol davar. However, what happens if she comes in and says, Raboisai, there never was a Bia. And so therefore there's still a Zika out there. Yes, he has given me a get. Here is the get. However, this get doesn't sever the Zika. Zika can only be resolved either through Yibam or through Chalitza. What does the get accomplish? Only a negative result. And that is, Kiven Shalei Bona Shuv Lo Yivne. There is no get min hatoira by a Yavam and a Yavama, but the Chachamim did institute a get. That would be a get against the Zika, as opposed to a get against a marriage, because they weren't married. She says, we never got married, we never had Yibam, we never had Bia. And therefore the get that I have received only prohibits me, prevents me from having Yibam. Because Kimin Shalei Bona, since he sent me a get, that means it's over. We're not going to have Bia, we're not going to have Yibam. But let me get free of this Yavam. I want to be able to marry somebody else. For that I need a Chalitza. Therefore says the Gemara, that's the reason why she says, yes, I have a get, but I still can't get married because Lena Valti.
So the get doesn't count for anything?
It does. It counts as a negative that she cannot marry this Yavam, or for that matter, any of the brothers, any of the Yavam. However, it does not entitle her to go marry anybody else. So it's a chatzi get, if you will.
It makes her an aguna. She's an aguna.
She is an aguna.
Requiring chalitza instead of a get.
And that's why koifanois, she operates. Exactly
right.
She has
the unintended consequence. Maybe not unintended.
It depends on from your and my perspective, it's unintended. But from the Yavam's perspective, it could be that it was very much intended. He didn't want to go and marry her. And I don't know why he didn't just do a chalitza immediately, but okay.
So
people do funny things sometimes. I don't know what his second thoughts are. We just know that this young lady comes into bed and says, I am stuck. I am in halachic limbo. On the one hand, I cannot live with my Yavam because, you see, he gave me a get. On the other hand, I can't marry anybody because I'm still stuck with a Zika. So we cannot force him to do Yibam, but we can force him to do Chalitza.
So just what would be the Avamina for him to give her a get, meaning that he had second thoughts and he doesn't want to see it through?
I don't know what his motives were. We just know that that's what he did.
These are the facts being presented.
Okay. Good. So says our Mishnah, we said in the Mishnah, we're going to force the husband, the Yavam, to go and give a chalitza to the Yavama. Why don't we go and force him to do Yavam? She's already holding a get in her hand. And therefore, that get prevents future Yibam, but let's get a chalitza to get the matter over so she can go on with her life. I'm going to bring a braisa, and the braisa is very similar to our Mishnah, not in wording, but in halacha. She comes into bed within 30 days and says, there was no beer. Regardless of whatever the Yavam says, even if he contradicts her and says, I did do bia, we nevertheless force him to go and give a chalitza anyway. Why do we believe her? Rashi says, Shavisa nafsha chaticha li'isura. She says about herself, Rabbeisai, I'm telling you what I'm telling you is correct, and therefore I'm an iguna. I can't go marry anybody. He doesn't want to do yibam. I can't go marry anybody else until he does either yibam or chalitza. Please. So Koifan Oysi, we believe her, and Koifan Oysi Shiachlitza, and we force the Yavam to go and give her a chalit. The Achishloshim Yavam, once 30 days are over, Mevakshin Heimenu Shiachlitza. From that point, we cannot force, we can only ask. Why can we only ask? Because after 30 days, we believe him that in fact he was boy. Because that's like Rameir, or according to Rabbi, even according to Rabbi Yossi, that ad plus in Yom, within 30 days, Moikim Enish Anafshi, a person can still show restraint. Once 30 days have passed, restraint is over. By that time, he certainly has been boiling. Not certainly, but that's the assumption. And therefore, from this point on, we can no longer force him to do chalitza, but we ask him to do chalitza.
It should be get to be.
We're going to get to that in a moment. Yeah. We're going to get to the get. So far, the Mishnah, the Braisa, hasn't mentioned the word get, but we're going to get to that. He oimeres nevalti. She says that I was nevalt. Now we're reversing the fact pattern. Until now, the halachas that we had in the beginning of this Braisa were like we had in the Mishnah, which we quoted at the outset of the shir, that within 30 days, we believe her loy nevalti, therefore koifin. After 30 days, we no longer believe her, and therefore mevakshin, we ask for a favor, do a chalitza, but we can't force him to do it. Why? Because the assumption is that, in fact, they did live together. He oimeres, now we have the reverse set of case, of facts. He oimeres nevalti. She says, yes, I did have a beer. Now, when did this take place? Rashi says, v'acher shloshim koi. We're talking about after 30 days, she comes to bed, she says, yes, I had a beer. V'oimer loy balti, says, no, there was no beer yet. Harizei yoitzi beget. In this case, we believe her when she says nevalti, and we force him to go and give a get, if he wants to go and send it away. In this situation, when she says nevalti, if he wants to in fact be boiled and take her back, that l'choy we could do. We'll see him at Shem in a moment.
So she's coming into court and saying nevalti, so what's her complaint? Like, what does she want?
She wants, from this point on, to be able to live together as husband and wife. Apparently, he is not living together with husband and wife. He had that single beer. Therefore, she wants either in or out. Let's continue living normally. Otherwise, give me a get, and let's leave. So, how is it going to be get? Go and give a get. That's only if he wants to be moitzi her. If, in fact, he wants to take her and live as husband and wife, he's entitled. You look at Rashi, on the third line, yoytzi beget, imbo lohoytziya, if that is his intention to go and separate and sever this marriage with a get, nu daya beget, then only get is necessary. You don't need a chalitz anymore. Dina mena, she is believed to go and say the nevalti, the kuli haylo moikim. Since it's already after 30 days, we continue with that same mantra, that until 30 days he could show restraint. After 30 days, we assume there was no restraint. So if she says, after 30 days, nevalti, we believe her nevalti. No, you want to go and continue living husband and wife? Give him to height, but apparently he wasn't, and therefore she's complaining. Again, I'm niguna. He's not living together with me like husband and wife, and he didn't give me a chalitza, and there was a beer. The only thing we can do is yoytzi get, give a get, and that would go and sever. But again, Rashi says in Voloitzia, if he wants to continue living, give him to height. Let them go.
Well, yeah. Does the court take into account that he might have a multiplicity of wives?
Our Gemara doesn't address that. You have to look in the Mefarshim or the Poskim to see if that is taken into account. How is it be to begin? Who oimer ba'alti v'oimeres loy nevalti? What happens if he says, I was boiled, and she says, I was not boiled? Now this is like the case of our Mishnah, when she says, loy nevalti. Even if afterwards he changes his mind and he says, I did not give beer, tzarech get v'chalitza. Now you have to have both a get and chalitza. Why do you have to both a get and a chalitza? You have to have a get because he said ba'alti. No, if he says ba'alti, that was his initial, it's his husband and wife, so then if you want to sever the relationship, you have to have a get. But since afterwards she said, loy nevalti. And he said, loy ba'alti, we have to take that into consideration as well. In fact, if there was no beer, then the get is not going to end the zikah. So you have to have chalitza as well. So if you get the chalitza. This is the end of the brisa. Why did we bring this brisa? We brought this brisa is because in explaining our Mishnah, we asked, why does the Mishnah say, koifen oisei lachloit nechfenu liyabe, instead of forcing him to give chalitza, force him to do yibum. So Rav says, because Hamish is talking about b'shigita yoytzi b'tachas yada, she's holding a get in her hand. What's the kasha now from this braisa? The kasha from the braisa is that for the first five or six lines, we never mentioned the word get, yet the beginning of the braisa was identical to that of the Mishnah. How did the braisa start off? If it was after 30 days, not koifin bat, mevakshin. Did I hear a word about get? No. First time I came to the word get was, here I meris devalti, we meris levalti, after 30 days, she says that devalti, I did have a beer. And he says, no, how does the yoitzi be get? Oh, for the first time we're mentioning the word get. Is the chmash with it until now, there was no get, because otherwise, why didn't we mention it? That being the case, says Gemara, so I have a befeidah shiraya against the pshat that Rav was saying. Because if the reisha, the b'risa, is talking about that she has a get in her hand, then why does the b'risa continue on? No, yoytzi beget. She already has a get. How many getin do you need? You know, one get is more than enough. So Rav's pshat in our Mishnah that it's talking about the shigita biyada l'choyre doesn't work vis-a-vis this price. So it says Amrib Ami Tzricha Chalitza Im Gita. Even though we didn't mention the word get, but it's taka talking like Rav was learning in the Havamina, that she's holding on to a get. And when we said in the Braisa, Yachlitzlo, either Koifanoisa or Mavakshri Menu, we mean to say that together with that get, give a Chalitza, as well as at the end of the Braisa, when we said Alpha Pisha Chosvi Amalei Baalti Tzorach Get for Chalitza, we don't mean give a fresh get, but rather what we mean to say is the get that you have until now, hold on to, and we're going to give you, in addition to that, a chalitza. So it's not Tzorach Get for Chalitza, brand new get and chalitza. The get she has. Now we're going to add chalitza because of the fact that she says Loi Nevati. Ravashi Omar, Hasim Get Lezikasa, Yoche Get Lebiasa. We're talking about two different types of get. The get that she's holding in her hand throughout this brisa, the unmentioned get that Rav told us about, that was a get that was intended for the zika, meaning to sever the zika. Of course, it doesn't do a job in severing the zika. All it does, it complicates matters by prohibiting her and him from having yibam and having bia. Rather, they have to have a chalitza, because with that, kim shalibana should be given. Here we're talking about that if, in fact, he said, bu'alti, I lived with her, then we need a brand new get, because this get is going to be a get to sever the marriage. The earlier get was only to go and cause trouble vis-a-vis the zika. This get is to sever the marriage. Oh, so that's why the Braisa says at the end, Tzorach Get for Chalitza means a brand new get. First get was only a partial get, if you will. This get is going to be a final get to sever their relationship altogether so that she can move. That's the end of this discussion. Now the Gemara tells us, Hano Shneim Moidim, the Osla Kami Derab. There were two that came Moidim. Rashi says, initially he said, Bo'alti, that I did live with her. Now, subsequently, he agrees and says, Loi Nivala, we did not live together. So what's the story now? Hano Shneim Moidim, the Osla Kami Derab. Now, notice, this seems to be on all fours with the end of the Braisa. Because the Braisa at the end said, Hu Oimer Bo'alti. The Oimeris loy nevalti, av bishachos viomer loy boalti. So he said initially boalti, and then eventually the two are moidim. What's the lochus of the price? It's tzorach get for chalitza, and that's our case too. Because Rashi says yishneim moidim. If you go down three or four lines in the Rashi, halfway down of the Rashi, shloy nevala. They both agree shloy with miikara om boalti, but initially takas said boalti. Now they both agree loy nevalti. Aha. So what happens? So these two come in front of Rava, the Osla Kamid Rava, Amalahu Rava, Chalitza La Visharu La Tigra, Yes do a Chalitza and Shalom Al Yisra. Sharu La Tigra means and end and resolve the dispute between yourselves. Give a Chalitza and Gabi. Because both of them are saying, Loi Nivala. Amalahu Rav Sharvi and the Rava, Vatanya, but look at the Braisa. The Braisa is talking about this case, so you can get for Chalitza. On Malay, so Rav said, no, Tanya, Tanya, if there's such a Braisa, then it says in the Braisa, I'm not going to argue with the Braisa, I was not aware of the Braisa. Amiroim are considered all to have been fluent and expert in all of the Mishnayos, but they didn't know about all the Braises. Not all the Braises were that
authoritative,
thank you, as the Mishnayos. So he said, if you found in fact such a Braisa, it says, get the Chalitza, fine, I change my mind. Since he originally said Bo'alti, even though he changed his mind subsequently, let's talk and do both a get and a chalitza. Boimine Hoin Bereder of Nachman. Rashi says Hoin is the name of this individual. He was the son of Rav Nachman. He asked Rav Nachman. Presumably, he asked his father, although it doesn't say it crystal clearly. There were a number of Rav Nachmans in the Gemara. Nachman Yaakov, Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Stam Rav Nachman. But presumably this was his father. And therefore he said, Tati, Tzurasama, what's the din vis-a-vis the Tzara? Again, we have a situation where we have a machloikis between the Yavam and the Yavama. Was there Yibam? Was there not Yibam? She says, Loi Nevalti. And because of that, we say she has to have a chalitza, koifano yisoya, mevakshin mimena, within the 30 days, about the 30 days. What about the Tzara, who hasn't been on the scene until now? What is her status? Are we going to go and say that she has the same din vis-a-vis the original Yavama? On Malay, v'chinam nesha, anu koifin mevakshin, tiyaset Tzara. Just because we're koifin and mevakshin to go and give a chalitza, and in the last case of the Braisa, in the case of Rava, a chalitza and a get, does that mean that the Tzara should become asur? What does the Gemara mean to say? So if you look at the Rashi, just three or four lines lower than our Gemara, nesha, anu koifin mevakshin, litzarcha, for her needs, we're giving a chalitza. Di'ihi shavisa lenafsha chaticha di'isura. That's an expression which means to say that although mitzad the ikr din, we might not require a get or a chalitza, but since she herself is saying, Rabbi Yisai, I'm telling you there was no bia, and therefore, like Rav said, I'm holding on to this get, but I'm in halachic limbo. I cannot have yibum. He was not miyabim me until now, and he cannot do bia any longer because he gave me this get. And on the other hand, I cannot go and marry anybody else until he gives a chalitza. So because of that, mevakshin or koifin within 30 days, after 30 days, to go and give a chalitza. But because of that, would I say nesrit tzarasa? Vaday limitzera, the tzara doesn't become asher. The chazaka koinus isha boili alter. The assumption is, like Rabbi Yossi said down below, when a yavam has a yavama, in all likelihood there was no restraint, no reason for restraint. He took her into his house. Presumably they had bia immediately, and therefore, if there was yavam, then that tzara is muteris. So therefore, bottom line is
shuk.
Muteris l'shuk. Yes, thank you. Therefore, the Gemara is telling us is, even though we bent over backwards to go and satisfy this Yavam, who's complaining that I didn't have a Yibam, I didn't have a Bia, and I do have a Get, what am I going to do? Okay, give Chalitza. However, the Gemara is saying, in the Gabi Tzara, we don't have all of those issues, and therefore, since he took the first Yavam into his house, the assumption is that it was Bia the altar, and therefore the Tzara is free to go and remarry anybody that she wishes. Now, we had a similar parallel situation. Again, let's go back to the Mishnah. Not a situation of that she's saying Yon Nevalti, Nish Nevalti, but rather she was Noider Hanoa. If you go back to the Mishnah, you see about five lines before the end of the Mishnah, and then there is Hanoa Miyavama Bechaye Bala. She was not happy with her Yavam. At that time, it was not a Yavam because her husband was still alive. So we're using the term Yavam somewhat freely. What we really mean to say is she was noid hanoa from her brother-in-law. Apparently they had a dispute. It doesn't say what the dispute about was about. Maybe about Ukraine and Russia. Maybe it had to do with the Knicks and the Yankees. But anyway, for some reason they had a dispute. And therefore she was noid hanoa miyavama. I don't want anything to do with him anymore. I'm not going to invite him to Kiddush. I'm not going to go to his Kiddush. I'm not interested. And guess what happens? Unfortunately, the husband passed away. What do we do now? Okay? Koifan oisishiachlitzla. Since when she was noider hanoa, she did not intend to go and confound and cause trouble vis-a-vis Yibam. She was happily married at the time. She was just upset at her brother-in-law. Fortunately, the husband passed away. Koifan oisishiachlitzla. Since there is a neder intact, there's nobody to be made for the neder. Instead, we go and say to the Yavam, she cannot live with you. She's noider hana. Koyfenu shiyakel still go and give her a chalitz.
The Yavam can't be made for her neder. Didn't we have earlier that that topic about the status of the Yavam vis-a-vis being made for nedarim?
After the Yavam marries her, but she says, I cannot marry him.
She marries Yavam. She has
not
no
have
power,
the right.
No power.
Zero. Therefore, we go and force her to do a chalitz. However, if she made this neder after the Baal passed away, then what she is trying to do is do a runaround about Hilchas Yibam B'chalitza in the Torah, and she says, no, I don't want to live with him, and therefore force upon him that he has to do a Chalitza. No. We're not going to go and force him to go and do Chalitza. We're going to ask him. You see that you and your sister-in-law are at loggerheads. Unless you can make amends and try to work things out, then please do a Chalitza so she should be free of the Zika. What happens if, when the husband was still alive, she was thinking already in the back of her mind, this guy is a real scoundrel, I don't want to have anything to do with him, and chas v'sholom, my husband may pass away. Whether he does pass away, whether he doesn't pass away, maybe he was sickly, Mishnah doesn't tell us. But if that was her kavanah, even when the husband was alive, then once again, not koifen oisei, mevakshin imenu shiachlitza, we are mevakish. So the last case in the Mishnah is basically the same as the prior case. It's just saying, even if it was b'chayim ba'ala, if that was her intent, that she wanted to go and confound any ability on the part of the yavim to go and be b'yavim, then mevakshin imenu, not koifen, mevakshin imenu shiachlitza. So says now the Gemara, we're going to come back to this shortly. First we do an introduction to Nanasim, a Mishnah Maseches Nedarim. What did it say in the Mishnah? Barishono yo'imim sholish noshim yoytzois v'noytlois k'suvah. There are three occasions upon which a woman can go and say to the husband and to the bezin, I want out of here, and I want my k'suvah, and the bezin will find in her favor. What are those three cases? Remember, this is Barishono, in the good old days. Ha'imeres t'mei ani l'cha. I am to be tummy to you. Now what does it mean, I'm tummy to you? We're talking about, says Rashi, an Ashes Koyen, and she says, unfortunately, ne'enasti. Nebuch, somebody forced himself upon me. It was against my will. If she would be an Ashes Yisrael, no problem. She can go back to her husband. But by Ashes Koyen, unfortunately, we learn from a Pasuk, the healing is Pasa, that what? That an Ashes Koyen is prohibited to live with her husband if she was Netzer. We unfortunately have to believe her. Nobody wants to go and go and confess to such an act that she was never nasty. And therefore, since she can no longer live with her husband, she gets her ksuba and she gets a get from Rav. That's number one. Number two, Hashemayim beini levencha. What does that mean? Rashi says, if you look at the Rashi, Hashemayim beini levencha, but eight lines before the wide lines, goliv yidu lefanav. The Shemayim means the Rabbeinu Shlomo knows that you don't live together with me like a normal husband and wife. Because there's nobody that can go and tell us this one way or the other. But I'm telling you, and I'm telling Bezdin, he doesn't live with me normally. Doesn't say clearly what that means. There is a Tosis over here on the first wide line all the way down below. Hashemayim beinu levencha. Pirish b'kodesh zgod of yidu l'shemayim she'ein niska imi kishar b'nei adam. He doesn't live with me like other husbands and wives. Presumably that means that he's denying her bia on a regular basis, or maybe he's abusive. It doesn't say clearly. Ein niska imi kishar b'nei adam. V'loi mihira. However, Tosa says that the real pshat is, like it says in Maseches Nedarim, Mefarish b'Gemar, behedyu d'haynu she'ein yoyra kachetz. What she is saying is that I can be made that when there is a bia, that unfortunately he has a medical issue, that he's not yoyra kachetz, that the shechva zera doesn't go and shoot in like an arrow, and therefore I will never become pregnant, and therefore I'm not interested in this marriage because I'd like to have children, and unfortunately he cannot be yoyra kachetz, so nothing to talk about. So what's the halacha then? Once again, we believe her. Yoytis and yoytis too. Number three, netulanim and ayehudim. What means netulanim? Means she makes a neder that she doesn't want to live with any Jews. A very strange statement, but in other words, basically, she doesn't want to live with anybody. What's the reason why she doesn't want to live with anybody? Rashi says that the reason is because shmamina tashmish koshula. Apparently, she has some physical or perhaps emotional problem that she just can't do tashmish, and therefore she says, I want out of here. No more tashmish, not with you, my husband, not with anybody else. I can't. What's the halacha in all three cases? However, after a while, the chacham suspected that all she needs to do is come up with a crafty lawyer who will know this Mishnah and say to the wife she wants to leave this marriage. She has her eyes on somebody else. As we know, gittin is in the hands of the husband, not in the hands of the wife. So therefore, a crafty lawyer will tell her, all you have to say is, Tmeyani lecha, or Shemayim beni levencha, or the Tulanim and Ayhudim, and then you'll be able to get a get. And therefore, they changed the procedures. Not like Barishoy, that automatically with those three tainis, Yoytis and Yoytis Tzuba. El hoy meres Tmeyani lecha, tov yirai ledvarev. A lady that says, I'm Tmei Lecha means that I was Nensa, and I cannot live with you because you're a Kayin. She has to prove it. Hashemayim beini levencha, yasu derech bakasha. Remember Rashi said, Hashemayim beini levencha means that he doesn't live with me like normal. So yasu derech bakasha, we have to go and ask him to be boil and to live with her normally, to give her her zman oina, and to live with her like a normal wife, husband and wife. This is Shver, what is Toysis going to say this?
Right,
the Toysis says, any other kachet. So therefore we have a second Toysis. Following Toysis says, Yad Derech Bakasha, here should be the time, Yispalu L'makam Yifel and Bonim. The, not Yasu Derech Bakasha, we should ask the husband, act like a normal husband towards your wife, but Yasu Derech Bakasha, the two of them together should make a Tehillim assembly, and go through the whole Tehillim, and ask the Kodesh Baruch Hu, please, he should be Yad Derech Bakasha, to be able to impregnate her, so that they should have children. The Tulanim and Ayyudim, Yofer Chelkoi, Umisham Shosai, Utei the Tulanim and Ayyudim. On the third case, if she made such a neighbor, I don't want to live with any of them, Yofer Chelkoi, since they happen to be husband and wife, he has the right to go and be made for her neighbor, but he can only be made for that part of the neighbor, which is Beinoi Libbeino, the things that affect him. What affects him is that she doesn't want to live with him. Made for that Chelik, Umisham Shosai, and now, that neder will fall away, not the full neder, the portion of the neder which affects him, that falls away. But she will remain the Tulum and Yehudim, that she cannot go and live with anybody else. Of course, as a married lady, she, anyway, she cannot marry anybody else. The nafkamina will be. No question. The question will be if and when he gives her a get, whether she'll be able to go and live with anybody else, since she made such a broad neder, Tulum and Yehudim, fine. As far as I'm concerned, the husband says, I'm made for the neder vis-a-vis me. As far as everybody else, I'm very happy she shouldn't live with anybody else. And if the one has shown this marriage ends with a get, then she will not be able to marry or live with anyone else because that part of the neder he was not made for. And in fact, he could not be made for because it wasn't Beinoi Lebeinoi. So says the Gemara, that's the discussion in the Mishnah over there in Masechet Nedarim. Iboilos, more clear to Tzashai. What happens, the Tulanim and Ayyudim? She made that third neder, and the husband was made for, and therefore she was able to live with the husband, but she's not able to live with anybody else. What happens if Chas Hashem, the husband died? Not that he gave her a get, the husband died now. Is she allowed to go to the Yavam? So, she can't. She said, "Nitzol min Yehudim, I prohibited from living with everybody." Ma, mi maska adaita demayis bala v'nofla kame Yavam? Oiloi, when she made that original neder in the Tulanim and Yehudim, did she in fact have in mind the Yavam as well, or not? Because chances are, she didn't have in mind the husband, she only had in mind anyone and everyone on the face of the earth that would be permitted to her if her husband gave her a get. And she knew that if her husband gave her a get, she would never be able to go and marry the husband's brother, because that would be a din of Eishes Ach. And even though it's no longer she's no longer married to him, it now will be not an Eishes Ach, but a Grushes Ach. So therefore she wouldn't be able to marry him. So maybe he didn't even come on her radar screen when she made this neder. Or maybe you have to think that she was thinking of all possibilities, that even if Chas V'Shalom the husband passes away and there won't be any children, she still doesn't want to marry that Yavam. In fact, she may even dislike that husband, that Yavam, more than anybody else. So the question is, was he on the radar screen when she made that name? If you look at the Rashi down below, Mimaska Daita Demayis Bala, that's in the middle of the, let's go one line earlier, fourth of the wide lines of Rashi, the Yavam out. Mi asir the yavam nei nedezeh shenodr b'chayi bala oloi. Does she become also to the yavam? Mi maska daita demayis bala. Does she even occur to her? Does it occur to her that the husband is going to die b'leibana without children? V'nof lekam me yavam v'nodr nami adaita tidei. And therefore her neder included him as well. U'bali hefer ela chelkoi. V'yavam nami loy matzi mefer. he can't be mefer shafil baal ain't mefer bekoidman basirulai. Even a normal husband cannot be mefer bekoidman, meaning pre-existing nedarim. Only nedarim that she makes after they're married, but not earlier nedarim. So therefore, do I say that she had in mind the yavam? Oyloi says Rashi. Oyloi aska daita. V'loi nadrazu el eser atzma al kol mi shemuteres layayde gerushei baala. She only had in mind only those people that would be mutter to her if the husband gave her a get. Now, why did, in fact, she make such a statement? So Rashi throws in, that perhaps the reason why she said, I'm the Tulim in Kola Yehudim, is because she wanted to placate him to a certain degree. He shouldn't go and think, oi, I know what she's trying to do. She's trying to play one on me. She makes such a neder, and therefore I'm going to have to give her a get, and then she's going to go and marry Yankel Beryl Shmerel, somebody down the street, and in a few days from now, or in 3 months from now. And that's her cheshbon. So therefore she says, no, the two anim and Ehud. And therefore he doesn't have to worry that Nosan Eineo, Nosan Eineo, Nisenis Eineo, Biacher. But that's, again, only vis-a-vis get. She didn't think about the Yovim at all. So that's the Gemara's kasha. Did that's the Gemara's shaila. When she said Netulim and Yehudim, did that include the Yovim or not? Zotimar Rabamar, Yovim Einoi Kibal. Yovim is not like the Baal. Meaning, we don't have to go and be Mefer, because she certainly did not have him in mind when she made that neder. And therefore she is entitled, or she is allowed to go and marry the Yovim through Yibam after the husband passes away. No. She's just like the Baal. The Yovim is just like the Baal. And just like the Baal had to be made for his Chedek, the Yovim has to be made for his. The Yovim cannot be made for. And therefore she's stuck. And she will not be able to have Yibam with this Yovim. She'll have to go and get Chalitz. That's a separate story. We're talking about she, for some reason, she didn't want to. Or the Rabban couldn't find the Pesach for the Neder. She was not mischard on the Neder for everybody else. Whatever. Throughout the Sechus Nedarim, when you have all of these hafaras of the husband, you can always ask, why didn't she go to bed? She didn't want, she was embarrassed, the rabbis didn't want to look at her, whatever it is. Rabbi, Kavasad Rav Mustafa, I'll bring your raya to Rav. That what did Rav say? That vis-a-vis the husband, he has to be mefer, but the Gabi the Yavim, you don't have to be mefer, and that she was muteris to the Yavim. Why did not? Look at our Mishnah. And there is Hanoam Yavamah. She made a neder against having a noah from her own Yavam b'chayibal when her husband was still alive, which is the case that we're talking about. The Iboila, who's the husband, is still alive, and she made a neder netulanim and a yehudim, and now the husband died. The question is, can she have Yibam with the Yavam, yes or no? So it looks like Rav is right. Why? Because it says koifan oisa shiachleit, go and force him to go and give chalitza. So k'mor v'isa the maska adaita. If in fact it's possible that that's what she had in mind all along, then what does it say in our Mishnah? The Mishnah said in Niskavna Lakach, Afilu B'chai Yibala, Mevakshin Heimenu. It shouldn't say Koifin, it should say Mevakshin. By the fact that it says Koifin, oh, this sounds like Rav said, that in fact she's mutter to the Yavam, and if the Yavam doesn't want to go and do Yibam, then he has to go and do a Chalitza. Therefore, Koifin Oysa. Says the Gemara, you know, this case is different. Why is this case different? The case when the Tulanim and Yehudim is talking about, she had no children. Since she had no children with him, oh, it's very possible that Shitaka had in mind also the Yavam, to whom she would normally be Muteres Liabe. Here, however, it's talking about in our Mishnah that she had Kindlelach. So therefore, it's not oil al data to go and make an issa vis-a-vis the Yavam, because anyway she's going to be osir to the Yavam for Yibam, because she has children. And then that doesn't come on her radar screen. Zoktimara azoi. That's how you're learning pshat in the Mishnah. The isha sheish labanim. Now, ein labanim, if she didn't have any children, my will be the din of action. Tony, why does the Mishnah continue on? In this kavna, lekach afilu b'chayibalo, if she was mechaven with her neder against her yavam, that she does not want to ever have yibam with this yavam, if her husband were to pass away. What's the din in the Mishnah in such a case? Mevakshin mimenu sheyachlitz lo. There's no din of koifin, but rather the din of mevakshin. Frank Timur, why do we have to go and talk about whether she was miskaven or not miskaven? Lifli glisten bedida. Why don't we go and talk about the facts at this time when she made that neder? If she had banim, and therefore that was not part of her thinking when she made a neder against her yavam, because she had children, she didn't never expect it to fall to him to yavam. What's the din? Then koyfen oisay. Avein le banim. If she didn't have children, so therefore that did come up in her mind, at least theoretically, when she made a neder not to have a noah from that yavam. So in that case, what she's trying to do, a runaround against the Hilchas Yibam, she doesn't want to have Yibam with that Yavam, then Mavakshim, we don't say Koifim, just Mavakshim. So in Bazoi, why don't we say that in the Mishnah? Since the Mishnah doesn't make that distinction between Yesh Labanim and Ein Labanim, Lishmamina, Lishna Yesh Labanim, Lishna Ein Labanim, Koifim Oisei Kerav, we talk a hold like Rav, the Rav said on the Amud Aleph, that in such a case, it's not like the husband, that the husband had to be mefer. The gabbai the yavam, we don't have to be mefer. She's muteris to the husband, even without hafara, because we assume that when she made that neder, she did not have in mind the yavam shmamina. Hadlach b'shamay, and now we start on a brand new parak, and we start on a fairly lengthy mishnah. The good news is, although the mishnah is lengthy, however, it's rather straightforward. It's just we have to halt kop, halt cheshbon each time what we're talking about. And a lot of this we already had on Shabbos to Vlad HaGov. But you'll see, it's relatively straightforward. Zog the Mishnah. Acheri shenosa pikchis, upikeach shenosa chareshes. Anytime you have a cheresh or a chareshes involved in marriage, as you know, a cheresh is considered to be part of the trio of the cheresh shoyt of a cotton, therefore, if they don't have das, there's no way that they can get married. Because for marriage, both the husband and the wife, it has to be meritzoinim hatoyt. You can't go and force a man or a lady to go and get married. You can put on societal pressure on them to get married, but you can't force a person to get married if it's not lirtzoinim. But a chedesh or a chareshes don't have das that should be lirtzoinim. So min ha-toyra, there's no din of marriage. But midrabanan, the rabbanan didn't want a chedesh or chareshes to go and dreizach and negasin and not be able to get married, so therefore they empowered them to get married after all. But it's a kiddushin the rabbanan and not min ha-toyra. It's a chedesh and nosa pikchas. You have a chedesh or married. Whenever we use the word pikchas, that means a person who is normal, that doesn't have any of the medical issues of our Mishnah. So chedesh shenasa pikchas, ubikeach shenasa chareshes. Again, both of these are midrabanan. Imrotz lahoitzi yoitzi, imrotz lekayim yekayim. If he wants to continue, if both of them are happy to live, man and wife, great. They will live in holy rabbinical matrimony until 120. However, if for some reason they are at loggerheads and they decide that we want to part ways, he can part ways by giving her a get. But he doesn't have enough seichel to go and give her a get. In the case of the chedesh, shenasa pikchas, he doesn't have day. How can he give get? Says the Mishnah, kishem shu koinis beremiza, kachu moitzi beremiza. Just like the chachamim authorized him and empowered him to go and get married beremiza. Beremiza means he couldn't express himself and propose to her and say, we want to get married. However, with his winks and with his gestures, he showed that he's interested in marriage, and she accepted it, and they got married. So similarly, he'll go and be moitzi beremiza. In other words, he won't be able to go and tell the soifer, please write a get for me, but he'll gesture, and he'll show the soifer, he'll take out some money, and he'll show him another document, and the soifer will figure out what he wants. And then when he hands over the get to the wife, he'll also do whatever hand gestures and motions to show that he wants to send her away by giving the get. So, again, just like he got married, beremiza, he'll get divorced, beremiza. Now, what about a bikesh shenosa pikchis, a normal, regular marriage, chos and kale? He was normal, she was normal, but unfortunately for this charesha, and after they got married, unfortunately, she became a chareshes. Maybe she went to too many chasanas, and they had all the music at the 100th, the decibel, and therefore never she became a chareshes. What happens now? Imrotze yoitzi. If he wants, he can go and be moitzi her. Meaning, since, as we'll see in the Mishnah in another moment, when it comes to get, min ha-toyra, a person is allowed to give a get to his wife, bal karcha. So even if she has no day, and even if she protests, I don't want it, makes no difference, he can go and give her a get. Dimratzim, but of course, if he's happy to live with her, even though she's Chareshes, he kind of, zicha good. Nishtatis lo yoitzi. What happens if Chas v'Shalom she becomes deranged? Then he can no longer send her away. Why can he? Didn't you say that she can go be moitzi isha bein balkorcha bein beritzoina? So why when nishtatis lo yoitzi? This is already a special takana of the chachamim. Says Rashi shlo yinagu ba minig hefker. If you have a young lady who is deranged walking around outside, people are going to take advantage of the situation, and therefore he has to hold on to her and hopefully find medicine to be able to get her normal again. Nischarishu oin nishtat. What happens if he, the chasim, the husband became a chesh, or he became nebuchashoyter? Ain't a moitzia lamas. Then she's stuck with him forever, because as long as he's nebuchadnezzarish, or he becomes a shoyter, he's not able to go and give her a get. And since they married min ha-toira, because initially it was bikesh and also pichis, if nebuch he is failing for whatever reason, became a chesh or a shoyter, nebuch she's stuck with him. Now luchoyter. Why is there a difference between when he became a cheresh, then she stuck, but when she becomes a chereshes, imratza yoitzi, amr b'yoichan menuri, nebnei maho isha sheneschareshe, yoitzi, vo isha sheneschareshe, eino moitzi. What's the difference, manishtana? Amr loy, eino doimo ish, hamegarish li isha miskareshes. She isha yoitzi v'retzoin v'shalai v'tzoina. You can go and give a get to a woman even against her wishes. And therefore he has to have the mental capacity to be able to go and give a gift. Hey, Rav Yochanan ben Gudgada ala chareshes sheisia avia sheyoytze beget. Now we're talking about a chareshes sheisia avia. This chareshes has the same status like a ketana sheisia avia, which means that it's a kedushin min hatoira, because the father has the right to go and marry off his daughter who is a ketana. This chareshes was a ketana, so therefore it's a kedushin min hatoira. She yoytze beget. If the husband, for instance, is a pikeach, normal individual, he can go and give her a get, because since it was a kedushin min hatoira, he gives her a get min hatoira. No problem. Omru loy. So they told him afzuki yoytze ba. Then the same thing applies to the case of the chareshes, meaning that even though this chareshes that we just spoke about, she was mikudish min hatoira, but unfortunately the husband and wife don't see eye to eye, and he gives her a get. How can she take a get? After all, she's a chareshes. She's like a cheder shoyt v'kon. She doesn't have das. She doesn't have to have das, because it can be done shaloi b'rtzoina. So they said, avzu, the previous case, where she was originally pikeach shenosa pikas v'nes charsha, again, like the Mishnah said, in rotzei yoytzi, you can give her a get, because we don't have to have her das. Just like by the katana, the chareshes, that the father married off, we don't need her das. Here too, we don't need the das. Beis achen charoshin, nisuin lebeis achoyes charoshes. Oy lishtei achoyes pikchoyes. Oy lishtei achoyes achas charoshes v'yachas pikchoyes. It really makes no difference who the wives were. The ikar in this case is that both brothers were unfortunately both charoshin. They married two sisters. The sister, the charoshes, pikchoyes. Doesn't make a difference. In each case, the kedushin nisuin was all dirabanan, not min hatoira, because the husband, these are both charosh. Or the other way around, ubeis achoyes charoshes, that you had two sisters that were charoshes that were married nisuin lishnei achin, and the achin were pikchin, or lishnei achin charoshin, or lishnei achin echad cheresh v'echad pikeach. In all of these cases, the halacha of the chasna was a dirabanan dik. And now, if Chas v'Shalom, one of the two brothers passed away, and now the wife falls the yibam, the wife is not just a nachriya; it also happens to be the sister-in-law, because we're talking about Beis Achim, married to two achoyos. So therefore, even though the original nisuan was derabanan, now the chiyav yibam is derabanan. But there is no chiyav yibam because it's achoyos ishtoi. Why is it a chayis ishtoi? Because he's married to the sister. The sister is a chereshes, or the one that's fallen the yibam is a chereshes. It really doesn't make any difference. Hare eilu p'tum and a chalitzim and yibam, because in each case it's not a chayis ishtoi situation. First mishnah of the Masechta, if you have a chayis ishtoi, one of the 15 arayos, which is potter. Only difference between the first mishnah of the Masechta and this is here we're talking about Terabanan, there was min ha-toira, but it's the same principle. However, in hayu nachriyos, what happens if the two women were not sisters, but they were just nachriyas? Nachriyas, he doesn't mean chas v'shalom that they were goites, it just means that they were not sisters, there were no relationship. And now one of them fell liyibum. So if the Yavam wants to be machnis, gizunte, let him be machnis, even though he only happens to be a cheresh, makes no difference because we have the beginning of the Mishnah that a cheresh can go and marry midrabanan. Here he can go and be machnis midrabanan. The whole chiyav of yibam is midrabanan because the whole marriage initially with the original baal was midrabanan, either because he was a cheresh or because she was a chereshes, like we had in the case. And if afterwards he wants to go be moitzi with a get, he can go be moitzi. How can going be moitzi? He doesn't have the mental capacity to go be moitzi. It's talking about, like the Mishnah said at the beginning, just like he can be koinis beremiza, kachu moitzi beremiza. Just like we said in the beginning of the Mishnah, cheirish shenosa pikches, the kedushin was a derabonon. Vimratzel yoitzi, lahoitzi yoitzi. How can he do that? So the same thing would apply over here as well. Now, again, two brothers married to two sisters. One of the achim is a chedesh, one is a pikeach. They're married to two sisters who are both pikeach. And now one of the two brothers passed away. The chedesh who was married to the pikeach passed away. And therefore, that original marriage was a drabbanan dika. And now, this young lady falls liyibam to the brother that was a pikeach that married at pikeches, where that kedushin was diraisa. Obviously, he can't go and take her because it's a chois ishtoi. But ma yas pikeach bala pikeches. What should the pikeach do now? He can say teitz mishem achois isha. I can't go and be miyabim her because this happens to be the sister of my wife. Even if she had not been married to the other brother. I can't go marry two sisters. It makes no difference that that sister happens to be a pikhas or a chareshes. I'm married to a sister who is a pikhas. Kedushin v'araisa. So therefore, she goes out, there's no zika, she's part of a chosish. Now what happens the other way around? Meis pikeach bala pikhas. Ma yasa chedesh bal pikhas. You have over here that the chedesh who is married to the pikhas midrabanan, now he's faced with a maisa yibam of the achois ishtoi. In this case, he can't just go and say she's rejecting me shem achois isha, because min hatoira he wasn't even married to the young lady, the bala pikhas, because he's a chayresh. He's only married midrabanan. So therefore, the iser of achois ishtoi is dirabanan. Yeah, but there's a chiyav of yibam diraisa because he happens to be a brother. What do we do? Moitzi ishtoi began. He's not allowed to continue living with his own wife. Why can't he live with his own wife? Because his wife is a chois zikukasai. Yeah, but why don't you say that every single time when you have two wives, two brothers married to two sisters, that the wife should also become osir because a chois zikukasai? Because in that case, that there is no zika. If you have an achois ishtoi situation, she's not on the radar screen, she's a achois ishtoi. First Mishnah in Masechta. There's no din of zika if she has the achois ishtoi. In fact, it's also for him to go mimiyam. But over here, the zika remains because the marriage that he had was with he was only a chedesh. So it was only a marriage rabbanah. But he has a chiyav yibam diaraisa. So that chiyav yibam diaraisa, that trumps, if you will, his marriage in midrabanan, and therefore his wife now is an achoy ziku kosay, so moitz ishtoi beget. Unfortunately, he has to go and give a get to his wife, like the Mishnah we had earlier, oiloy al ishtoi, oiloy al yivemtoi. See here, moitz ishtoi beget, he has to go and give a get to his wife. Veishis achiv asur li oilam, and his eishis achiv, meaning the pikhis that fell to him, liyibam, he is not allowed to go and be miyabim, and he cannot give chalitza. The reason why he can't give chalitza, because a cheresh and a chereshes and a ketana and a cotton are not able to go and give chalitza, like we learned in the Mishnah back in the Kuftalid Amid days. So he certainly can't do chalitza. What about going and marrying and doing yibam? After all, he's given a get to his wife. Makes a difference that he gave to his wife. The din of a chois ishtoi is b'chayeha. As long as that first wife is around, he can't go and marry the second sister. Therefore, the Eishes Achim will be asur li'ayim. Shnei Achim Pichin Nisuin L'Shtei Achoyis. Now you have two regular normal brothers who are married to two sisters. Achas Chareshes, the Achas Pichas. One of the Chareshes, and therefore will be a Kedush Nisuin Dirabanan, and one of the Pichas will be Dirais. Meis Bikech Bal Chareshes. The Bikech Bal Chareshes passed away. Mayas Bikech Bal Pichas. What is the Bikech Bal Pichas going to do? Nothing. Teitim Mishem Achoyis Isha. This lady that fell to him, that was only a Zika Drabonim that fell. The Maisa, he's married to the other sister, Min HaToira. So therefore, this other sister that falls to him, sorry, I can't marry a second sister. You're a Chois Isha. So therefore, that Zika, which anyway is only a Zika Drabonim, that falls away in light of the fact that he's married to the other sister. So therefore, he doesn't do anything. What happens the other way around? Meis Bikech Bal Pichas. If the Bikech Bal Pichas passed away, so now there's a Zika Min HaToira, Mayasa Bikech Bal HaChareshes. What would the Bikech Bal HaChareshes do at this point? The Bikech Bal HaChareshes can no longer continue living with his wife, because that wife is a Chois Ziku Kosoi, and this is only a Kedushin Drabanan, while the Zika is a Zika D'Araisa. So, like we said in the previous case, Moises Hishta Beget. He has to go and send his wife away with a get. He can't continue living. Trumps his own marriage. However, here, there's Eishes Ochav B'Chalitza. The Eishes Ochav, he can give Chalitza. Before, the other case was Eishes Ochav Asur L'Oilam. That was because that was a Chereish. Here, however, we're talking about a Pikeach that was married to a Chareshes. Ah, so that's the Derabonim. But since he is a Pikeach, he can go and give a chalitza to the Eishes Ochiv, because there is a Zika Min HaToira. It's not pushed away because he's married to the sister, because that's marriage with the sister, only Durabanan. Min HaToira wasn't even recognized. So therefore, he goes and gives a chalitza to the Eishes Ochiv, and therefore she is now free to marry whoever she wants to.
Question.
Yes. Yes, David.
Asura L'Olam, I assume that means Asura L'Olam, the Chayi Haisha. But if the sister dies, then now he can go and give.
We had a rule in the Gemara that any time you have someone, if you look back at Kuf Yud Aleph Amid Beis, which was yesterday's daf, right before we started today's daf, it's about 8 lines from the bottom of the Amud. Omer Rav Yehuda Omer Rav Kol Yevoma She'ena Nikoire B'Shas Nefila Yevoma Yovi Aleha Hari Keishes Ach She'esh Lebonim V'as Surah. You always look at the moment of Nefila. At the moment of Nefila, if they were able to go and have Yibam at that time, then Yevoma Yovi Aleha. If for some reason they couldn't do Yibam at that time, in the case of our Mishnah, because it was Achois Ishtoi, even though subsequently the sister passed away, since at the time of Nefila they were not able to miyabim, even later on they also won't be able to miyabim. You're very welcome. Getting back to our Mishnah, we're up to, I think, Shnei Achim Echad Cheresh Vechad Bikeach. Is that the one?
Yes. Yeah, okay. By the Esther's guest.
Okay. That's Shnei Achim Echad Cheresh Vechad Bikeach. Nisum Shnei Achoyes.
Yes.
Okay. Start from there. Good. Thank you. Shnei Achim, two brothers. Echad Cheresh Vechad Bikeach. One was a Cheresh, one was a Bikeach. Nisum Shnei Achoyes, married to two sisters. Achas Charesh is the Achas Pikchis, and we're assuming respectively, Meis Cheresh Bal Chareshes, and the other case was the Bikech and the Pikchis. Right? You have two brothers, Cheresh and Bikech, married Cheresh to Chareshes, Bikech to the Pikchis. Good. Meis Cheresh Bal Chareshes. The Cheresh Bal Chareshes passed away, and therefore the Chareshes now falls to the Bikech Bal Pikchis. And again, we're talking about Achin and Achoyos. So that's a very easy answer. Say to Mishem Achoyos Isha. He doesn't have any Zika, she doesn't have any Zika to the Yavam, because the Yavam is married to the sister, and that was a full-fledged Kedushin D'Araisa, Bikech with the Pikchis. So therefore, this Chareshes who was married to the Cheresh, there is no din of Yim B'Chalitza, and she's free to marry anybody else. Meis Bikech Bal Pikchis, what are the other way around? The Pikech, which is a Kedushin D'Araisa, he passed away. And the Pikchis is remaining, and she is now the Yevama to the Cheresh, who's married to the Chareshes. Ma Yasa Cheresh Bal Chareshes. He's no longer able to continue living with his own wife, because the Zika of the sister-in-law of the Yavama is stronger than his marriage to the Chareshes, because of all his marriage to the Chareshes was only Drabbanan. He's a Chenish, she is a Chareshes. However, the Zika is Adiyaraisa. The Pikeach was married to the Pikchas, and now the Pikchas falls to him. So Moitz's issue, we get, once again, he has to go and give a get to his wife, because she's now Achois Zikukasai. And he will never be able to go and do anything vis-a-vis the Eishes Achim. Certainly can't give Chalitza. A Chedesh cannot give Chalitza like we learned in the Mishnah Daf Kuf Dalit. And he can't go and be Miyavim her, because that was Achois or Gerusha, Achois Gerushosai. Right? He was Goyish Mimgarish, right. Even though it was only Drabbanan. Abla Maisa, it's awesome in Drabbanan to go and marry that Gerushas Ach.
It feels like we had this case. I'm looking as we're reading it at the previous lines. I feel like it's a repetition of the case we had seven lines ago.
Okay, so please look over all the cases, and you'll tell us at the when we finish the Mishnah which cases are repetitive. Shnei Achim, Echad Chedesh V'Echad Pikech. You have two brothers, one's a Chedesh, one's a Pikech. Nesuan L'Shtei Nochriyos. Now we're no longer talking about Achoyos, at least not at this point. We're talking about Nochriyos. And what's the din? Pikchos, and they're both on the Pikech. Now, in a sense, when I was learning with my son last night, Ben Sion pointed out to me, he said, really, since we're talking about Nochriyos, there's no Achois Ishtoi issue, and therefore we don't even have to talk about to whom the other brother was married. Even if he would be totally single, all of these halachas would apply, because a lot of the difficulties and complications that we had were Achois Ishtoi, Achois Ishtoi Raisa, Rabbanan, Achois Zukukasai. But once you're talking about the Nesul Nishtei Nachriyais, we could have just simply said Shnei Achin, one is married and one is not married. Okay, you'll see as we go through the next few cases. Shnei Achin, Echad Chesh, V'Echad Bikech, Nesul Nishtei Nachriyais, Pikchois, both of them are married to Pikchois. Meis Chedesh Bal Pikachas. Now, Pikchas. The Chedesh Bal Pikchas passed away. This is a Kedushin of the Rabbanan. Mayas Pikeach Bal Pikchas. What does the surviving brother do? Oichoy Litzem Yam. He can do either Chalitza or Yibam. Why can he do Chalitza or Yibam? There is a Zika to him, Midrabbanan. Right? The Chedesh married the Pikchas is a Kedushin of the Rabbanan. Nebuch, the Chedesh passed away. Okay, so now there's a Zika Midrabbanan. Mayas Pikeach Bal Pikchas. What should the Pikeach do? He should go and either be Miyav and Midrabanan or do a Chalitza Midrabanan. In other words, he has a Chiev of Zika Midrabanan, so he's got to deal with it. Either do a Chalitza or do a Yibam. The fact that he happens to be married to Pichas or married to Chareshes or married to nobody, all of that is meaningless. It's Lemala B'Lemoy. The important thing is that she fell to him to Yibam, even though she was only Kedush Midrabanan, but it's a din of Yibam Midrabanan. So do Chalitza or Yibam. What about the other case around? Meis Bikeach Bal Pichas. What happens to Bikeach? Bal Pichas passed away and falls now to the Chedesh. Ma Yasa Chedesh. The Chedesh cannot go and do a Chalitza, because a Chedesh and Charesh is back in Daf Kuf Dalet, the Mishnah said, Chedesh can't do Chalitza. So what can he do? Ma Yasa Chedesh Bal Pichas. Koines. He can go and marry her, because we said in the beginning of the Mishnah, Midraban, a Chedesh has the ability to go and marry. However, he'll never be able to go and give her a get. Why can't he go and give a get?
It's a deraisa marriage.
It was a deraisa marriage.
And he can't enter it. Before we said it did Ramiza because he came into Rabbanan, and now he go out to Rabbanan.
Exactly, right.
Deraisa marriage is no remedy.
Exactly. Well, it's not that there's no remedy. They hopefully can live together.
Happily,
yes. And hopefully he'll endear himself to her and she to him, and they'll have a wonderful marriage. But it might not be. Anyway, Shnei Achim Pichin, you have two brothers who are Pichin. Nisun Lebeis Nochriyos, again married to two strangers. Achas Pichas V'Achas Chareshes, and the two strangers, the two ladies, one was a Pichas, one was a Chareshes. Meis Pikeach Bal Chareshes, the Pikeach Bal Chareshes passed away. Again, it was a Kedushin Drabbanan. Ma Yase Pikeach Bal Pichas, what should the remaining brother, the surviving brother Pikeach, do? What should he do? Koines. He could go and be koineser. Why can he be koineser? Because he's a pikeach. There is a zika derabbanan, right? Because a pikeach bal chareshes. So fine, it wasn't derais, it was derabbanan. But he can be koines. Himratz lahoitzi yoitzi. And afterwards, if he wants to go be moitzir, he can. Now, he couldn't go and do a chalitza with chareshes because a chedesh, chareshes, ketana, and koine. He can't do a chalitza. And therefore, he can't do a chalitza. What he can do is he can be koineser. after he's a pikeach, and once he marries her, if subsequently afterwards he wants to give her a get, he can give her a get, because since he is a pikeach, he has enough brain power to go and give a get. She doesn't, as we said before, it's bal karcha, also works. Now, what happens the other way around? Meis pikeach bal pikeach. The pikeach passed away, and the pikeach now falls to mayasa pikeach bal chareshes, falls now to another pikeach. Okay, so this is like a normal case of Hibam, like every single normal case. Number two brothers, Yanko passed away, Beryl, the surviving brother, he's normal, she's normal, everything is fine. So what does he do? He can do the Chalitza Yibam. None of these cases are we concerned about who he's married to, the Yavam, because it's meaningless for these purposes. Why do we do it? Just, you know, for symmetry and consistency with the style of the Mishnah. The important thing is in each case, is it a Pikeach, is it a Chedesh, Kedesh, just like we said. Okay, right. Shnei achim, echad chedesh v'echad pikeach, nesum lebeiz nachriyos, achas chareshes v'achas pikeches, again, chedesh chareshes, pikeach with pikeches, and again, we're talking about nachriyos, we're no longer talking about achayos, no sisters, meiz chedesh bal chareshes, also kiddush d'rabban, fine. Mayas bikeach bal pikeches, what should the bikeach do? Okay, there's a zika d'rabbanim because Nebuch the brother passed away. What he does is kindness. If he wants, he can go and do a kinesis. He can go do. He can do a chalitza, although he's a bikeach, she's a chareshes, and we already said that a chareshes we can't have chalitza like we learned on Daf Kuf Dalet in the Mishnah. So what should he do? Kindness. He can go be kindness because he's a bikeach, and even though she's a chareshes, the d'rabbanim, he can go and take her. There's no problem. V'imratzel hoitzi, if eventually this marriage doesn't work out, he can go and give her a get. Why can he go and give her a get? Because even though she is a chareshes, but he's a bikeach, and it works there for bal karch. What happens the other way around? Meis bikeach bal pikeches. The pikeach bal pikeches passed away. Mayas chedesh bal chareshes. What can the chedesh do to this pikeches? Obviously, he cannot go and do a chalitza. Kuftala, the Mishnah says a chedesh cannot do a chalitza. But what he can do is he can be koines. Why can he be koines? Because he has the ability to be koines midraban. That's the first case of our Mishnah. Chedesh shenos epiches. That's how we started off our new parak. So therefore, he can go miyabim her. It'll be a good midraban. They might see the oil, but he'll never be able to go and give her a get. Why not? Because he's a chedesh. Chedesh can't give a get because he doesn't have enough brain power.
Is it only
but if a chedesh and a charesh is together, he can because he was koines beremiza kachu moitzer beremiza. However, since he's married to a piches, he can't go and be moitzer. Now, if it would be an initial marriage of Chedesh and Pikeches, you're right, the Kiddush is Rabbanan and the get would be Midrabbanan. But since, however, the Zika was Diraisa, because of the Pikeach, Baal Pikeches, a Zika Diraisa, he can't go and free him or her from this relationship Diraisa by giving a get, because he doesn't, at most he can give a Dirabbanan Diki get, but he can't give a Diraisa Diki get, and therefore he's going to live with her forever.
But why if he has a Zika, in other words, if she falls to Daraisa,
Maisim stopping of him, it will continue tomorrow. From
you would think, though, that it would, he'd be konish, the cheresh should be konish Daraisa, because she, Yibum, in other words, it's true he can't normally marry, it's only a Drabanan, but in this case, Kadoshlom in the Shemaim, so to speak. Yeah, so one would think that it's a Daraisa marriage, not just a Drabanan marriage.
Yeah, but since he personally doesn't have the mental capacity, he's considered to be like a cotton or like a shaita. Yeah. So anything that he does only has.
But maybe in the Yibum case, it's
and that's why you have to. So that's why you have to have a long mission. Tell us otherwise. And maybe tomorrow, or the
no,
next
it
day, tomorrow.
Say, Maisha Konis, in the month doesn't say whether the Kenisa is a Daraisa Kenisa or a Drabanan. I'm saying that it could be even a Daraisa that she's married to him at this point.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Maybe.
We'll think about that.
Yeah.
Good. Shkoyach. Thank you.
When there are repetitions in the Mishnah, it feels like some of the cases were
repetitions. I don't think any of the cases were. But please, you're free to go over all the cases and you'll give us a report tomorrow.
Yeah, that's pretty complicated.
Self-spreadsheet.
Yeah, this was not like yesterday. But yesterday was nice.